Welcome, everybody, back to Scoops with Sugar. I know it's been a while, but I have an amazing guest. You guys, this man is talented, and if there were a word beyond talent, he would be it. His name is Tom Wood. Hi, Tom Wood. Are you there?
Hi, Sugar Slam. It's so great being with you today.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor for me. You know, what's funny is just last week, actually, I was sitting on the couch and I was looking through your website, and I'm a big Twitter fanatic. I'm on Twitter all the time, and I came across your newest creation, which is The Marvelous Missing Link Lost. For people that don't know who Tom Wood is the artiste that has brought the Joker card characters to life. He makes them into full beings with his hands, okay? Tell me a little bit about how this even became part of your world. What came first, the music or the images?
Well, to be honest, Sugar Slam, I was contacted by one of the many merchandisers of ICP products, and our director was very familiar with a lot of my fantasy work. Had contacted me and asked me if I would be interested in doing some Insane Clown Posse graphics because they were just really hot at that point. I think this was 2009.
Okay.
And when I seen it, I was like, oh, this is right down my alley. But I knew I couldn't just throw something out there just because it was scary, because the fans know. So I went in and started listening to the music, and the first one that I listened to was Dead Body Guy on Riddlebox.
Dead Body Man.
Dead Body Man, that's right. And then I went to listen to Chick Hutton from Ringmaster,
yes.
And I thought it was just great. So, and it definitely evoked a lot of really great imagery for me. I just sort of fed off that to start.
That's great. Yeah, the music is very imagery-based, and it's hard not to envision a story going on in your head as you're listening. And not only, like you said, do you do Joker cards, you also are doing a lot of fantasy art. And when I was on the website, I was also looking through your fantasy work, and everything looks so original. I mean, where do you pull inspiration from when you're developing these characters?
I stay busy, but I have a sketchbook that stays next to my workstation, and when I'll just get a glimpse of it, it'll just sort of flash in front of me for a second. I'll just put aside what I'm working on, and I'll do a quick sketch, and then I'll come back to it later and just develop it and just obsess over it, really, for days. Some of these pieces, like Joker Gathering, which had all six Jokers in it, took probably about 2 weeks to do, but that's my favorite piece of all the ICP pieces. Just because it had all the original six Jokers in it.
I do like that one. And a lot of your work is dark and, you know, wicked, and it kind of goes along with our genre and the dark carnival themes. I mean, when you're envisioning these characters, does your mind kind of go to a dark, scary place? Because you seem very southern and nice. What's that like for you when you're thinking about these things?
That's funny that you asked that. I have been asked that quite a few times, and the truth is, when I get ready to do ICP projects, I go into my work studio, and I just turn all the lights off, turn some music on, turn some ICP on, and just sort of try to bring myself down into a mindset where I want to be scared. So, and it takes a few days to come out of that when I'm done with it, because I just really delve into that psychology.
That is really cool to hear. That was actually my next question. What is your work environment like? What is your studio like when you're crafting these characters into real-life images?
Oh, my studio. I'll have to send you a picture of it, Sugar Slam.
Oh, we would love a picture.
It's the entire lower floor of my house, and it's just covered with dragons and demons and just some, you know, all the fantasy work that I've done and stuff that I've licensed. I just sort of surround myself with it. I've got two or three different workstations that I sort of jump in between, and it's my little world down here. When I go upstairs, I'm in the country on my cattle ranch with my family, right? But when I come down here, it's all about fantasy and horror.
I can picture it. I picture it as a fantasy cave full with dragons and scantily clad women with visors on, gemstones in the middle. I can totally picture it. Okay, Tom. In watching Game of Thrones, and when I was looking over your portfolio, I could see a lot of inspiration just from that show. And you being a fan, do you take a lot of inspiration from them, or are you inspired by different fantasy shows?
Well, I do love Game of Thrones, but I take inspiration from a lot of shows. One of my earliest inspirations was when I was in sixth grade. I started reading Robert E. Howard and the chronology of Conan, the Savage Sword of Conan, and all the comic books that surrounded it. The bloodier, the better. That drew a lot of inspiration. The covers were adorned with these fantastic paintings by Frank Frazetta, who is my hero when it comes to fantasy artwork. If you get a chance, anybody, go check out Frank Frazetta. He is the godfather of fantasy artwork.
Okay, cool. So he kind of inspired you to get into it, and obviously you can't inspire a beautiful creative hand, but he inspired the genre for you, rather.
Absolutely. I've seen the Molly Hatchet, I'm sure everybody has, the Molly Hatchet cover with this dark horseman sitting on top of this Clydesdale, and that just, you know, sparked everything for me. So that's really what turned it on.
So have you been drawing and creating for as long as you can remember, or is it something you had to hone in?
No. Since I was in kindergarten, I was drawing. Of course, my mother always said, can you just draw something not so scary, or something that's a little nicer? But she put every one of my pieces on the refrigerator, no matter how awful or how bloody or gory that it happened to be. So great support system there.
You know, I just think it's really beautiful and even magical that you can take the Joker's cards and make them basically come to life. I say that all of the time, and I talk about you a lot on my Twitter because I'm just so amazed with your artwork. But you really do bring these characters to life, and nobody has ever done that before. Do you feel some sort of pressure, or is it easy for you to do that?
The only pressure that I feel, Sugar Slam, is that don't want to disappoint the fans. They've been so great since I started this journey with ICP. I always want to try to one-up the one before that. The genius in these pieces, in these original icons, some people can't see. I just thought they were fantastic when I first seen them. And just bringing them to life, you know, some people say, well, you know, you should use some of this stuff on the cover, but there's a tradition of these iconic pieces that really speak to me, and I wouldn't change them for the world. I would certainly keep the two-dimensional pieces on the covers moving forward, but just the thought and the creativity that went into building these originals has always been an inspiration.
A true artiste you are. Okay, earlier on you mentioned your studio is in the bottom floor of your cattle ranch. So this is really interesting. You have a little bit of an accent, and apparently you live on a cattle ranch. So where are you from? What do you rep? And tell me about your cattle ranch.
Well, I live in a little rural town in northern Arkansas called Mammoth Spring. I have a cattle ranch that's been in my family for six generations. I have a daughter and wife that we just enjoy ourselves out here immensely. I'm surrounded with family, and that's really where I've always wanted to be. I did move to New York and did artwork for the ad agencies and sporting apparel companies up there for 10 years and lost some of my accent. But when I got to a certain point, I wanted to come back to Arkansas. And out here in the farm, clean air and space to breathe is where I do best at.
Do you actually herd the cattle and do farm work on your spare time?
I do.
Wow.
The name of my ranch is woodsdiebranch.com. If anybody wants to go see our land or our cows, feel free to do so.
It's Woods. Can you spell that for us?
Woods Dye Branch. It's WOODSDYEBRANCH.
Awesome.
That's the river that kind of runs through the valley that we're on.
How fitting, Woods Dye. I'm seeing something in that.
Woods Dye Branch.
Wow. Okay, so you herd cattle, and then you go down into your basement and you create wicked fantasy art. That's pretty
right.
Awesome. That's a life. I'll tell you what, that's a life. Okay, so you kind of prefer rural over the big city and the hustle and bustle. I see. I think it's really cool that you're kind of a country boy and you like to herd cattle, yet you create these images that are so far in your off in your imagination. It's kind of a weird juxtaposition. But that's just me. Well, and it's an awesome. You know, it's awesome.
It makes me appreciate the city a lot more. I go to several shows, a lot of Comic-Cons that I show my artwork and speak to different panels and stuff like that. And it's always great going to the city. I mean, it's great coming back, but I appreciate the city so much more coming from a rural area like this. And, you know, meeting all the fans and the Juggalos are the best. Of all the fans that come to the booth and want me to sign stuff, the Juggalos are by far the nicest and most supportive of any of my fans. And I'm not trying to pander in any way.
Yeah.
Absolutely the truth.
No, this is great. You keep leading me right into my questions. I was going to ask you, what have the opinions been like since you started on this kind of dark carnival journey?
Well, as you can imagine, in the rural town that I live in, when I tell people that I work on Insane Clown Posse or I paint evil clowns, their eyes just kind of glaze over. And if you're not talking about fishing or, you know, cattle or souped-up cars, then, you know,
it's
they really
foreign.
Don't what you're able to say. Yeah, they just don't understand, which is another reason that the shows are great and getting a chance to meet the bands and talk artwork. It's just, you know, something that we all really love here.
Okay, so somebody approached you from merchandising and asked you to kind of create some images. Now, a lot of your work was carried in Hot Topic as T-shirts being sold. How many designs do you think are actually out there? Tom Wood Hot Topic T-shirt designs.
Probably, I'd say close to 24 maybe, Sugar Slam.
Two dozen. Okay.
Yeah, probably 24 different designs, probably another dozen that just went straight to Spencer's. I'd done the first Hot Topics line in 2009, and I sent that to the merchandiser. They sold it through. Of course, when Spencer's seeing what Hot Topics had, they said, we want that artwork, and we want our own line. So I had to do a new line, which is the Dark Carnival line, and it went into Spencer's.
Cool. My Chihuahua Dolita is interjecting, so don't mind her. So you create different artwork for Spencer's and Hot Topic, right? And I know Hot Topic isn't carrying as many T-shirts, but Spencer's is still contracting designs from you?
I haven't worked with Spencer's in a few years.
Okay.
I'm not sure why not. I know that after the Joker cards were come through and they were great, and of course when the new deck started, I started on that strain of pieces of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And after probably 2012, I didn't work with Spencer's anymore. I think it was a licensing issue with the merchandiser and Spencer's. They didn't go directly to me.
All right, and do you make other merchandise besides T-shirts?
Oh, of Insane Clown Posse.
Mm-hmm.
Besides T-shirts. Well, I make posters that I put on my own websites that people fans can order. I would love to do a line of sculptures, but similar to the way my dragons have been done.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you make your sculptures out of?
They're made out of cold cast resin. They're hand painted.
So I'll give you my address and you can send one over to us. Just throwing that in there. One of each. No, that's really cool, man. And I know on your website, as far as the other fantasy art you do, you also have mugs and posters, and they're all original images. So for anybody who is wondering and wants to check you out, it's www.tomwoodfantasyart.com.
That's correct. Or on my Facebook page, Tom Wood Fantasy Art on Facebook, there's prints for sale in one of the sections. You can click right on that. You can order prints on metal, on stretch canvas, on phone cases, on throw pillows.
Awesome.
Usually goes out in the same week.
Is there another franchise or different images that you would like to create for that you haven't yet?
You know, I haven't really thought about it. I know that I would love to be associated with The Walking Dead. I'm a big fan of that show as well.
Love
zombies. And that seems to be right down my alley.
Have you done any sketches yet?
I did a couple different zombie pieces that Trends International licensed for posters. One was called Zombie Scraps, and It was really gory. I had to tone it back some before they would actually
come. Really?
Yes. Too much blood and guts for the kiddies, I guess.
But, awesome. All right. I know you said the Riddle Box was your favorite Joker's card. Did I hear you correctly early on? The Riddle Box is your favorite image?
No, I wouldn't say. I said Riddle Box is probably my favorite album.
Oh, okay. But Riddle Box is your favorite album.
My favorite Joker, just from a pure sinister feel, has to be the Ringmaster. Every line that I've done of the different Jokers, I always start with the Ringmaster, and he always sets the tone for the rest of the crowd.
I will tell you, Violent J's favorite Tom Wood image is also the Ringmaster.
Really?
Yes. Yes, it is. I have that written down in my notes. And mine is Malenko. I love his teeth, or lack thereof, rather. But I think I can see the humor in it, and it's also dark and creepy, and that's my favorite. But that's cool. You and Violent J share the same favorite image, the Ringmaster.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Did not know that.
And I have to tell you, in closing, when we're done recording, I have a statement I'm going to read you that ICP wrote up and wanted me to read to you. And it's also going to be posted as the foreword to the interview on the Hatchet Herald. So I'll read that to you in a second.
Wait.
But first, we have to play a little game called Six Quick Scoops. I'm going to ask you six really short, quick questions, and you have 1 second to answer. And if you don't answer right off the top of your head, I'm going to go, and we're going to move on, and you won't get to answer. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one, what can't you draw? Can't.
Pretty things.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Mine too. Does your wife get mad when you draw sexy women?
My daughter does.
Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie.
Stripes or circles?
Circle.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
Oh, me neither. High five. Actually, I do have one tattoo, but, you know, it's never going to be seen by anybody, so I just say I don't have tattoos. Right on, man.
Well, I would love to have a tattoo, but I know myself, and every time I finish a piece of art, I start taking it apart and start seeing things that I wish I had done before I'd released it. And I know that it would be the same way with any tattoo that's on me, but I get covered up with emails from the Juggalos showing me my artwork on their tattoos.
I was just going to tell you. I was just going to tell you. I have seen countless Tom Wood Joker's cards on people. It's amazing.
Yeah, some of them have been just fantastic. It looked like they just took the painting and just transferred it onto their skin. I mean, it was like a photocopy.
It's beautiful. Fantastic. Beautiful. All right. Well, if anybody wants to reach out to you, they can contact you on your website, www.tomwoodfantasyart.com, and also your Facebook, Tom Wood Fantasy Art.
That's correct.
And there's many more things to buy, to gawk at, and get inspiration from, because they're very inspiring to me. So thank you so much for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, Sugar Slam.
Oh, really quick, can I get a big whoop whoop from Tom Wood?
Whoop whoop!
All right.